oftentimes we assemble a group and are not sure about the purpose. I think it's critically important that all committees and committee members ought to understand exactly why we're assembled. The why factor, answering the very important critical question of why we are in fact meeting. As we look at successful groups, they rally around a sense of purpose. Think about the committees that you've been on or the group work that you've been asked to do. I would bet that everyone understanding why they're assembled, why they're taking time to put energy in a particular task or activity, they understand the purpose. And if they don't, that might be the reason why people come late, don't attend, or when they do attend a meeting, they're disengaged. So my first point in terms of effective committee work is to make sure everyone understands why we actually are meeting and don't assume that they know. Before every university committee meeting with a student group or faculty group, I would start off by sharing why we're present, why we're taking time to assemble. And I would repeat it at the end of every single meeting. My next helpful hint would be to pick a time that makes sense to the group. Now, that means the rhythm of the campus, the rhythm of your organization has to be critical. At one time, we would schedule lots of activities around our basketball schedule. Well, now it's football. Football is very important to our environment. But I want to make sure that I have events scheduled or committee meetings or public events before a football game, not after. I'm not interested in being nice after a football loss. So even the time of the committee is critically important to the success of bringing people together. The place. Now, where we meet becomes critically important. Sometimes it's political. Your place or mine makes a huge difference. It might be social, an opportunity for us to assemble in an area where we socialize, and that's an important motivator to make sure that people attend your particular meeting. Sometimes the specialness of a place, a chance to be in someone's home or office, becomes a critical part of motivating people to be assembled. And as you pick a place, you want to make sure the design of the meeting room is a vehicle for what you hope to achieve. For example, if you're sincerely interested as a committee chair that we have dialogue, you want to make sure the room is equipped for that kind of interaction, that there's a circle or a square, that everyone looks at one another. If you're not interested in people sharing their thoughts and ideas, pick a lecture-style room. They're not looking at one another. It makes conversation very, very difficult. Once again, if you want to motivate those individuals that are present to participate, pick a room and assemble that room, organize that room in a way where it facilitates conversation. Today, we're doing a lot on Zoom or different formats to bring people together through the internet. It's important that we not only invite participants to participate through the internet, but that we go out of our way to engage them, that they're recognized throughout the meeting as being present, that they're given an opportunity to interact, that we go out of our way to ensure that those that are in fact invited to participate through the internet have that opportunity in a sincere, meaningful way, that we have name tags, that we not assume everyone knows one another, that we use nameplates so that people are recognized as contributors, that it's critically important that we make everyone in the room feel comfortable to participate fully. As a leader, we put out an agenda, and if there's going to be material that needs to be responded to, that's given out well in advance, that we don't surprise people, that there may be an opportunity for training. For example, when we bring students or faculty leaders together to learn about the university budget, we actually had training programs, training sessions for them to learn about how the university is funded. If we're going to bring people together in a committee format as equal partners, well, there has to be an educational program to make sure everyone is brought up to speed. And that does take time in terms of process. That as we begin a meeting, we not only have a chance to start on time, but we announce an ending time, that we begin on time and we have an ending time. That respects everyone's commitment and also helps move the meeting along, and it gives you a chance to complete an agenda in a prescribed time. As we monitor a discussion, that if we're talking about a controversial issue, go out of your way to make sure that the minority or dissenting viewpoint is expressed. We also have rules of engagement. Prior to any discussion, we come up with 3 or 4 rules that make sure that everyone has an opportunity to contribute. We agree upon several rules. No cell phones, that our discussion is confidential, that we'll respect one another, that everyone has a chance to contribute in a meaningful way. We'll decide whether we're going to vote or not vote on issues, that we're going to have an opportunity to discuss openly and move toward a general consensus. Those are helpful rules of engagement to discuss how we're going to be respectful for one another. Committee work can be critically important as we bring people together and develop ownership. And it does take organization. It does take time and energy for us to structure a meaningful engagement. My pet peeve, oftentimes, I've seen it happen at all levels within my work, where we finally get people in a room, and the first item on a committee chair's agenda is, well, when are we going to meet again? Well, I'm not sure I understand why we're here. I don't have a sense of purpose of how I'm going to decide whether I'm going to put this on my calendar next time around. So I think it's really important that we think about how we organize groups. Another critical factor is that we don't want to have committees formed if one individual can take a task and actually execute. That we're very careful of managing this dynamic opportunity for engagement. That we have meaningful work. That a committee is there because we need representation, that we need collective energy, that we're genuinely interested in making sure that this is a workman-like experience for all members of our group. God so loved the world, he or she did not send a committee. I hear that often, and it doesn't have to be that way. If we think ahead, organize time, place, understand the importance of the critical question of why we're together, committees can be our best friend, and not something that people are afraid to encounter because of all the negative experiences they may have had, that our committees are going to be something special, unique, and are going to be worth everyone's time and effort. Committees can be your best friend or your worst nightmare, and I want to make sure our helpful hints give us an opportunity to be most successful, and we embrace the opportunity for groups to come together in a meaningful, sincere, and intentional way.